Welcome to the Science Podcast. It's February 18th, 2013. I'm Carrie Klein, and I'm here with David Grimm, online news editor for Science, who's here to tell us what's been happening at the AAAS meeting in Boston. So, Dave, you spoke with Sarah a couple days ago. What's been happening at the meeting since then?
A lot, Carrie. We've got a lot of really cool stories that we've been putting up. I'll tell you some of my favorites. One of my favorite stories from the past couple days is the identification of some new whale species that came about from a highway dig in California. This was a case where road workers are basically excavating a canyon to turn it into a road, actually widen a road, and they unearthed an abundance of whale skeletons, and actually not just whale skeletons, but really important whale fossils that turn out to be about 17 to 19 million years old. And what's really cool about these fossils is that they're actually shedding some light on how modern whales evolved. There's two main types of whales, tooth whales, which are called odontocetes, and filter feeding whales. And these finds are actually giving a bit of a sense of how these two groups may have evolved, what some of the transitional forms may have been to modern whales. So just a really cool example about how something that wasn't really planned as an archaeological project turned into one.
Indeed. And then there was also something else about mussels and mussel glue. Is that right?
Right. Well, this is another story about marine creatures, but actually this is about how we can use something really cool that marine creature is doing and find human applications. This has to do with mussels, which are really tenacious grabbers of rocks in the water. You know, they've got to contend with the water, with the tides, with everything that's going on in the ocean, and yet they hold fast to these rocks. And so far, nothing we've been able to create really replicates what these mussels are able to do. Even super glue doesn't do very well underwater. And what researchers have done is they've actually found what exactly it is that makes the mussel so sticky, and they've been able to create a synthetic polymer based on these molecules. And in some preliminary testing, they've shown that this synthetic polymer actually seems to stick as well as the mussel glue. And what's really cool about it is they think they can actually use this for human applications, specifically in surgeries. Instead of stitches, stitches off and bleed inside the body, especially if you're stitching up arteries and things like that. They tested this glue with similar application. It seemed to hold a lot better than the stitches did. Also, the idea of actually operating on fetuses before they're born with conditions like spina bifida. Now researchers think they can actually cut into the membrane that surrounds the fetus, do whatever surgery they need to do, and seal it back up with this glue. And then again, in some preliminary experiments with animals, this glue seemed to work a lot better than previous techniques.
Wow. And then what's this about coal plants being victims?
Well, some critics have said that politicians, specifically President Barack Obama, have declared a war on coal, that they are the reason that coal plants aren't doing very well in this country. There's been a decline in coal plants in both their output and just the building of coal plants over the past few years. But a new analysis indicates that actually the coal plants themselves may be to blame, and the industry itself might be to blame. There's just a lot of problems with coal energy right now. Construction costs of coal plants have risen really sharply over the past few years. And also, as the price of natural gas has plummeted, coal has become just a lot less desirable. Coal-fired power specifically has become a lot less a desirable energy source because it can't compete as well with natural gas. Also, the plants are just aging. The current coal-fired plants that we have right now are just aging. Replacing them, upgrading them has turned out to be very costly. So there actually appears to be a lot of reasons for the decline of coal power that really doesn't have a lot to do so far, it doesn't seem, with government regulations.
Interesting. So they're so as the title says, coal plants may be victims of their own economics.
Exactly.
Great. And so we've had a lot of really exciting features coming out of the AAAS meeting so far. What else should our podcast listeners look for on the site?
Well, one of the things you can look for is a Q&A with a MIT physicist about whether we live inside a mathematical equation. Is our universe nothing more than just a giant set of mathematical equations? That's a really cool one. We've also got a story about how to freak out a foodie. And one way to do it, just as a hint, is to pour wine into a blender and blend it up. Actually, apparently, makes the wine taste better. There's also a lot of other hints about some really surprising things you can do with food. And I hope everybody will check out the live video hangouts we've been doing from the meeting. We've done three hangouts from the meeting, one on the future of physics, one about the scars of human evolution, what are some of the downsides of becoming human, and finally, the one we just did yesterday, which is on our toxic environment, what in our environment is harmful, what is not as harmful as we thought. So be sure to check out all these stories on the site.
And those last three chats were actually video chats using Google Hangout.
Exactly. So these are really cool. You actually get to see the speakers and the moderator for once. So it's a really sort of new thing we're trying, and it seemed to have worked out pretty well.
Cool. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to The Science Podcast. I'm Carrie Klein, and that was David Grimm. Check back on iTunes, the Science site, and the RSS feed for more podcasts and other features from the meeting.